Since Donald Trump's threats to annex Canada and impose tariffs on us began in January, many Canadians have at least tried to move toward boycotting U.S.-made goods. It seems to restore a sense of agency to a situation where we seem to have little, although cross-border trade is so integrated that it can be hard to call some products clearly American or Canadian. Overall, 84% of readers said they were less willing to buy U.S. products than they would have been before the cross-border friction started. Women are more behind a boycott than men. Those over 60 are more supportive. Support is fairly consistent across income groups, except for the highest income one. This seems like the reverse of what we might expect, since any consumer boycott offers the possibility of at least some financial sacrifice. Liberal, Green and NDP voters are a consistent bloc, with the PPC on the other end and Conservatives somewhere in the middle. Notably, though, over two-thirds of Conservatives say they're boycotting U.S. goods. There is a very strong connection to whether readers see the U.S. as an ally. There is also a connection to views of Mark Carney, to the extent that all groups except those who view him very unfavorably tend to support a boycott. There is a partisan connection to views about cannabis legalization, gun control, and the Emergencies Act.